A summer event in Princeton is trying to resurrect a pastime that was all the rage 20 or 30 years ago, cruising. Drivers used to flood the streets of southern West Virginia towns on weekends, meeting up with friends and family. Now, the Princeton Cruisers Reunion is bringing back those. And as Jared Klein reports, locals think it's also helping revitalize downtown.
If you drove down Mercer Street in downtown Princeton on Friday or Saturday afternoon during the 1980s, you'd see people working away, washing cars and mowing their lawns in preparation for the evening's cruise. When things got started, the streets were packed bumper to bumper with cars of all makes and models. It wasn't about the speed, but the quality time. Police began to discourage cruising, though, when they started getting noise and traffic complaints. By the early 2000s, the practice had been completely abandoned. Since then, Mercer Street has gotten a reputation for crime. Princeton Police Chief John Howell explains.
Since the cruising stopped, and, you know, the downtown area kind of went down and started losing a lot of businesses, and which caused the crime rate to go up some.
But now, cruising seems to be making a comeback. For the third year in a row, some of the same people who packed the downtown scene decades ago gathered in Princeton last weekend to celebrate a blast from the past. Cars from as far back as 1975 and as recent as 2007 lined the streets hours before the event. Despite the rain, music is playing and people are out right before the cruising begins. Tim Howard will be driving a 1975 MG Midget. He grew up in the area and says the new energy is a metaphor for the town's revitalization.
It's just a great feeling, you know, this town kind of died away and now it's coming back. And this is what's making the town come back. It's bringing people to downtown and bringing all the hot rods out and cars that we saw go away 20 or 30 years ago. We're bringing them back out.
But cruising is about more than just cars. It's also about the tradition and memories. In fact, it meant so much for one couple, they decided to say their vows during the event.
I grew up on these streets up here, cruising town, back in the mid to late 80s, in the heyday of the cruise. And it got stopped for a long time. When they brought it back, she had the great idea of getting married up here during the middle of the cruiser's reunion.
That's Dallas Hubbard. He and his wife Tanya were wed just 2 hours before the event began at the Dick Copeland Town Square. The couple's wedding attire was adorned with orange flames to match the ones on the black hot rod they took cruising after the ceremony. The group says the cruiser's reunion is just one of the positive changes in the town.
People aren't scared to walk up and down the sidewalks now. We got the rejuvenation of the theater. The Sarvers have bought Jimmy's restaurant and going to redo the restaurant. The red building on the corner is going to be a new city police substation. All the artists are at work beautifying the whole street. And this isn't just about Mercer Street. It's about the town of Princeton.
Two more cruises are planned this year for the third Saturdays of August and September. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jared Klein in Princeton.